Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The family of a soldier from Fall River is coming to grips with his death this week in Afghanistan. As they mourn, they must also await word from the Army on when the body of the 20-year-old sergeant will be returned home. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
Five women comfort one another on the small deck of the Barrett family home. Carlene Barrett says her son, Robert, was fascinated by the military when his big sister joined ROTC and he was just 8 years old.
And he just got interested in it from there. And when he joined high school, I mean, he just walked into it. And the military's always been him.
Barrett and her husband knew their son would be a soldier someday, and there was no turning him around.
How did you feel about that, as given that we're in two wars?
I hated it, but I knew that's what he wanted to do, and I knew once he turned 18 that there was nothing I could do about it. You know, it was his choice. It was his life. You know, we brought them up to make their own decisions and to do what they felt they had to do, and that's what he did.
Robert Barrett had mixed feelings about going to Afghanistan.
He was scared. He was hoping for those people to see what we have over here. And he was hoping that he could somehow, some way, do the same thing for them. But I have a poem that he wrote before he went to Afghanistan, and I mean, it sums him up.
While Carlene Barrett goes to get her son's poem, Melissa Barasevich, Robert Barrett's girlfriend, remembers the last time she talked to him. It was on Sunday.
He was excited. He didn't like to stay back when all the other guys went off. He didn't want to let his guys go out without him.
Barrett was due for leave in June. The family found out on Monday that he was killed. When Carlene Barrett comes back with her son's poem, she says she can't read it without crying, so Debbie Lorendo, a family friend, reads.
I am a father, a son, a grandson, a cousin, a brother. I am a friend, a mentor, a leader, a soldier. I volunteered to put my life on the line for flag, freedom, and country. For my fellow soldiers, for you, my little girl, for you, my weeping mother and father.
That's my son in a nutshell.
Robert Barrett's father, Paul, has just come home. He's holding a copy of his son's birth certificate. This sure wasn't on my to-do list today, he says. He says for 2 years in the Army, his son had worked for the Honor Guard.
And at the end, he buried three people in one day, and one of them was a friend of his. He was really broken up about that. That's when he decided he wanted to go. He wanted to make a difference.
And so Barrett asked to go to Afghanistan. Paul Barrett says a suicide bomber infiltrated the class of police officers. His son was training at an Afghan base outside Kabul.
And this guy snuck in with stolen clothes, stolen uniform, was with them. My son was mentoring like 20 of their army guys. He was making them into policemen. This guy had the vest under his uniform, and I'm assuming while my son was talking to him, he just decided to pop the button.
Carlene Barrett remembers that growing up, her son was your typical pain-in-the-butt kid.
He was there for anybody and everybody. He'd take his shirt off his back and give it to you if you needed it. He was just a wholehearted, good kid.
Heather Ely, Robert Barrett's ex and the mother of his 2-year-old daughter, says he was a giant goof.
His favorite songs were Pocket Full of Sunshine and Big Girls Don't Cry. And every time he'd talk about joining, I would start to cry and yell at him for going. And, you know, he would start singing that in a very high-pitched voice, trying to be Fergie.
Two huge oak trees shade the backyard. This house where Carlene Barrett grew up is a block away from where she raised her son. Fall River has many rundown neighborhoods, but Flint Village is not one of them. The Barrett home is the only single-family house on a street of well-maintained triple-deckers, clad in aluminum and vinyl siding. One of the women says, nothing ever goes wrong here. For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.
Walking, I must go alone. must take the baby steps till I'm full grown, full grown. Fairy tales don't always have a happy ending, do they? And I foresee the dark ahead if I stay.
Yeah.